Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The Sheriff's Office, in conjunction with the Eureka Police Department's POP team and the County Drug Task Force, arrested 17 people yesterday morning after serving a search warrant at a location in the 2000 block of Sunset Ridge in Bloxburg. Officers searched the 45-acre property and found a sophisticated marijuana growing operation. Marijuana was being grown in two 60-foot by 100-foot greenhouses, with more plants being grown in open garden and others being grown inside the residence. More than 700 plants were found and seized, as was another 900 pounds of processed weed found in drying sheds, and more than 100 pounds of already dried marijuana. The estimated value of the seized marijuana is more than $4 million. Among those arrested were locals including Terrence Henderson of Eureka, Diana Padrone of Bloxburg, Michael Iverson of Eureka, and Hyacinth English of Bridgeville. The other suspects arrested came from across the country, including New Jersey, North Carolina, and Florida, and others from out of the country, including two suspects from Cuba and one from Jamaica. The Sheriff's Office is continuing its investigation into the growing operation. The California Highway Patrol responded to a traffic collision on Samoa Boulevard this morning. The driver of an SUV hit a utility pole between V Street and Jackson Ranch Road, knocking out power to PG&E customers in Arcata. The collision also shut down the roadway until this morning when one-way traffic was getting through, although only for cars and pickups. Larger trucks were being diverted from the area and back to Highway 101. There are no reports of injury, and the cause of the collision remains under investigation. Congressman Mike Thompson weighed in on proposed tax reforms at the federal level. Thompson, a senior member of the House Ways and Means Committee, issued a statement today pointing out that the House Majority Tax Cut Plan would harm middle-income and lower-income families. The plan calls for cutting taxes, and those cuts would be offset by eliminating itemized deductions in the tax code. Thompson said, and I quote, "The Republican tax plan simply does not add up. The nonpartisan congressional tax scorekeepers have run the numbers, and it shows there are only two ways their plan can work. It will raise taxes on middle-class families, or it will further explode the deficit. Neither option is acceptable. We need a tax reform plan that is balanced, focused on job creation, making smart cuts, and asked everyone to pay their fair share," unquote. The city of Arcata wants to alert residents that construction crews will pave some Arcata streets between Monday and Thursday next week between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. The affected streets are East 12th Street from Bayview to the end of the road, C Street between 10th and 12th Streets, C Street between 9th and 11th, and 12th Street between C and D. Affected areas will be coned off with no street parking while the work is taking place, and driveway access will also be restricted during the paving. Traffic will be directed until the asphalt has cooled, usually 4 to 6 hours after it's been laid. Please heed all construction signs and traffic personnel. For additional information, contact the Arcata Public Works Department. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all the stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... No, wait. No, I push... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technicals. But, don't even tell me about it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dr. Gary Eagle, superintendent of Humboldt County Schools, is a man concerned with educating young people, and he's highlighting a list of tips that parents can use to prepare their children for school, beginning with the youngest.
The PTA has recently come out in their newsletter with 100 ways to help your child in school succeed, and I felt it was such an excellent piece that we're actually going to make a reference to it on our website.
Dr. Eagles pointed out several key points about education and how it starts at home, including the importance of discussing the school day with your child, involving yourself in school activities, and even for the busiest parents, ways they can contribute to their child's education.
It's not difficult. It's also rather economic, because fortunately in this country we still have free public libraries. And so you don't have to be wealthy. What you have to do is understand that time with your child is the most important commodity that you can give. And the simple focus of reading a book together and sitting down is a tremendous way not only to develop a child's love of learning and relationship with books and words, and be able to stimulate their mind and create visions, but the bonding actually that occurs between parents. And the other thing that I would stress in this regard, it's not just the mother's role.
The California PTA issued the guidelines, and as Dr. Eagle said, you can access them on the county education website. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.